You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Ken Vogel, who's written a highly entertaining, revelatory book about lobbying in Washington for foreign powers, especially if they're rascals, scoundrels, devils. Here we are with Robert Strick, a man who dropped out of college, who dropped out of high school, who never wrote a good check that you could count on the first time, who's walked away from all of the leases that he has, as far as I can see, who basically tells a story, and if you believe it, he's happy. If you don't, he'll tell you another story. But he's actually in an armored Toyota driven by a security guard he's hired named Douglas, and he's traveling into the capital of Somalia called Mogadishu to the offices of a man named Farmaj, that's a nom de guerre. He's an American citizen who is from Somalia, and he's been put in place as the president of Somalia, a war-torn land. The city of Mogadishu has been under permanent siege by jihadists for many years, and the State Department wants to know where its money's going. So the Farmaj, the president, the American citizen president who can pull the ripcord any time and go back to America, I believe he was in Buffalo the last time we checked on him, before being the president of Somalia, wants to make good relations with the White House so that the money will keep flowing. And in this armored vehicle is Robert Strick. In the vehicle following is a young woman named Fontenrose, who is his guide because she's a professional foreign policy expert, has served on the National Security Council, is now at the Atlantic Council. What is the mission for our hero at this moment, Ken?
Yeah, I think you set it up pretty well there, John. The Somalis are nervous that the spigot of U.S. foreign aid and U.S. military aid is going to be shut off under the Trump administration. Of course, Trump came in with this America First agenda, suggesting he's outright stating that he was going to scale back foreign aid. Because
this is first term.
Yes, correct. The first term. This is actually still 2018. I think it's late 2018. And so the government of Somalia is quite nervous about this, and it's pivotal to their continued existence and ability to fight off these Islamic terrorists who are threatening the government of Somalia. They need U.S. support and assistance and military assistance and training, and so the possibility that they might lose that spurs them to look for someone who could help them improve their relations with Washington under Trump. And they turn to Robert Strick, and they sign his firm, Sonoran Policy Group, to a contract that's worth $100,000 a month to do that. That's a pretty good contract. And so Strick prides himself on not being one of these lobbyists who just sits around in a an expensive Italian suit at Cafe Milano, one of the CNBC restaurants in Georgetown that a lot of lobbyists and public officials go to, although it should be noted that Strick does spend a lot of money there. But he also wears a cowboy hat and likes to see himself as an outsider. And so he is wearing this cowboy hat as he rides in this armored Toyota being driven by security guards who he has retained to help him get into the president's palace in Mogadishu. And as they pull up to a checkpoint outside the palace, there is some gunfire, and Strick is quite panic-stricken. He actually calls his wife from the back seat, thinking that this is maybe the end of him. The people who are with him assure him, no, this is sort of the way it goes, you know, in Mogadishu. And Kirsten Fontenrose, the woman who you mentioned, who is a sort of sophisticated, experienced player in this space, ends up telling me later, yeah, I don't remember it being quite as dire as Robert Strick recounted it, but she does affirm that, like, there was gunfire here at this checkpoint. They ultimately get in to the president's palace. They get through the checkpoint without harm. They get into the president's palace, and they talk to him, and Strick is his charming self, you know, makes a bunch of promises about what they can do to help Somalia during the Trump administration. They keep getting paid for a while. Ultimately, the president of Somalia decides that they're not getting what they want, even though they do get some things. You know, I should say, like, when we talk about questions about Strick's effectiveness, they do end up, you know, keeping that. There was one point at which the Trump administration shut off the flow of money because of the concerns that this money was actually just going to the terrorists. I'm forgetting the name of the Boko Haram is the name of the Al-Shabaab.
No, this is Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab.
Right. So the Trump administration shut off the flow of money. They end up turning it back on. Strick claims credit for that. It's unclear with a lot of these things, I should say. It's unclear as to, like, the cause and effect and whether the lobbying was the definitive thing or not. But clearly the Somalis thought that they were getting something from Strick before, you know, and they got this money restored, this flow of money restored, before they ended up moving on to a different lobbyist.
And the same scene without the gunfire happens in Caracas when Strick goes to meet Maduro, the dictator and illegitimate president of Venezuela. Strick has a style here. He goes where there is considered to be a lack of virtue. I'm being diplomatic here. At the bottom of the list of nations for fair play and transparency and nonviolence, and that is where the pickings can be good. And Strick makes the case that he's a private diplomat. It's not a bad case. I don't believe it, but it is a case he makes, Ken. We've got a minute.
Yeah, that's right. And I think this does harken back to sort of the highest and best examples of, like, where this industry and where this type of representation can be useful and can serve a purpose that is in the public interest. Manafort, for example, did serve as a back channel between the Reagan and Bush administrations, and particularly the CIA during those administrations, and a number of foreign leaders who were seen as bulwarks against communism. Strick is trying to recreate that for the Trump era. And in the Trump era, it's a lot more about personality and appealing to Trump personally than it is about stopping communism. So one of the places where Strick pitches his services is in Venezuela. He does get a one-on-one meeting with Maduro.
We need to look in on the Biden administration. Ken Vogel, Devil's Advocates, The Hidden Story, Rudy Giuliani, Hunter Biden, and all the rest of the team. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.